We're here in another season of the church year, and this is one of the ones that is known by not just the people in the church. Lent is one of those things that many people are familiar with, which leads to all kinds of amusing witticisms. My favorite, of course, is being people who give up atheism for Lent. A friend of mine, a professor, in fact, gave up their denomination for Lent and went to other churches for a while. And so the question comes, and where the sermon title is, do I have to give up something to observe Lent? Well, first of all, if we wanted to, we could have the shortest sermon on record, because the answer is no. And then we could sing a hymn. But I think you're expecting more than that, and I think I have a bit more to say than that. The whole purpose of Lent is not that we become miserable. And there's a couple of reasons why we know that. First of all, you really have to twist scripture anywhere to find where God says it's good for you to be miserable. So let's just sort of get that one out of the way. And if the purpose of Lent was to be miserable from now until Easter, then we wouldn't have Sundays in Lent. We would have the Sundays of Lent. Because whatever you choose to do without, or whatever you do during Lent, isn't observed, doesn't have to be observed on Sundays, because Sundays are in Lent. They're not part of Lent. We have Sundays of Advent, Sundays in Lent, because the 40 days of Lent don't include Sunday. So it's not all about giving up things. It's not all about being miserable. So what is it? What it is an opportunity for us to do something that elevates our interaction with God, elevates our sense of God, helps us to become more connected with God in some way. And for many people, giving something up is very helpful for that. A number of people have, over the years that I've known, have given up watching a particular thing, which takes up X amount of time, and they use that time instead, not just to do the dishes or, you know, tidy the house, but they use the time that they would have done there to read scripture, to reflect on just their relationship with God, or just to sit in quiet, which is, well, it's really hard to do for some of us, but it is something that can be very useful. What other people have done, have given up a thing that happens on sort of a regular or irregular basis during the day. For example, people who give up coffee, they tend to be intolerable for the first 3 days if they drink too much coffee, because that's about how long it takes to wash the addiction out, and the three-day headache ends at the beginning of the fourth day. So try and avoid them if they do that, because, you know, they might say something we'll all regret. Some people give up chocolate or dessert or ice cream or something. Some people give up the responsible consumption of alcohol. And what they use is in those moments when they would reach for a cup of coffee or a chocolate bar or whatever it might be, as a reminder that they are giving this up, that they might become more connected with God. And it's that moment of reflection. It doesn't have to be a huge thing, because huge things aren't always as useful as repeated small things. And then other people, rather than giving something up, add something in. They perhaps get up a little bit earlier and read a devotional of some sort, or they read scripture at a different time of day, or they add something into their weekly lives, their daily lives, that enables them once again to connect closer to God. Because that's what Lent is all about. The passages of scripture we have for Lent are really quite interesting. And the one we zero in on, which makes sense, of course, is the Matthew passage. Jesus was driven by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, depending on your translation, into the wilderness for 40 days, and then we replicate that 40 days. We're not Jesus, we're not the Christ, and we're not fasting for 40 days totally. There's differences, but there's still resonances, and it allows us to have that connection with Jesus' experience at the beginning of his public ministry, because that's right after that is when Jesus became more known as a traveling rabbi and, well, son of God, of course, if people were paying attention. So we enter into Lent as a bit of a reflection of Jesus' experience, but it's far more important, I think, for us to pay attention to what we can gain from this time that's set aside. It's one of the few things, I think, that still remain in the sort of secular world, that during Lent, if you are doing without something, your workmates don't look at you like you're insane. They just say, oh, I didn't know you were like that. Back in the days, years ago, when I still drank, I can remember walking into a bar with the on Ash Wednesday with the cross on my head. And the server, who knew me fairly well, brought me a glass of water because they figured I was probably going to give up something, and it quite likely it was going to be that. And as it turned out, it was. The hardest thing I ever gave up was eating after supper. That was tough. No snacking after supper. There were two difficulties. First of all, the temptation to eat so much at supper that you would have no room for a snack is not helpful either. And then just the habit of, in the evening, a little something. Well, I did it once, and I made it, but I haven't done it since. And since then, I have been more inclined to go the other direction, to add things into Lent that are a new way for me to focus on God. Because that's what we can take from Lent. A slight mirroring of Jesus' experience in the wilderness, to be sure, but also an opportunity to spend some kind of time in a new way, or at least a different way, for these 40 days to connect with God. Perhaps it'll be meditation, perhaps it'll be reading, perhaps it'll be doing good works. Perhaps it will be, as Nadia Bowles Weber, a Lutheran minister in the United States, has she has a Substack and all kinds of online presence, and has her group of people taking a picture of something good every day and posting it with a particular hashtag. Doesn't have to be big. It could be a picture of an apple, of a leaf, of something good. Our friends in the United States are finding it very difficult to identify as people who follow Christ right now. And her response was, giving something up probably isn't as helpful as looking in a new way. And I think that's a wonderful idea. We do Lent because we are followers of God, that we have a relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, that needs ongoing maintenance. And if you're anything like me, sometimes you forget about ongoing maintenance. And Lent is an opportunity to get your oil changed, if you will, or whatever other analogy you want to do, before the check engine light comes on and you realize you're in trouble. And so for this Lent, I'm not going to tell you what you should or shouldn't do, because that's not my place. And instead, all I will do is make the suggestion that you pay attention to Lent and then listen to see if the Holy Spirit has anything for you. You may have already started, and that's fine. The Holy Spirit doesn't need me to tell you things. The Holy Spirit will take care of that herself. But if something crosses your mind and you think, I hadn't thought of that, pay attention to that. And maybe this year will be a year that you will realize that you've taken another step, you've gotten a little bit deeper into your relationship with the God who loves you and wants that relationship. A God who has no interest in you being miserable, a God who has not said that you're placed on this earth solely to suffer, but rather a God who has said, through Jesus that I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. It's possible to enjoy Lent, believe it or not. And maybe this will be a year for you to do that. So whatever you choose to do is between you and whoever you choose to share it with, and God. But I hope something strikes you. And that when this vagrant thought crosses your mind about it, take a moment just to think about it a little and say, well, maybe that is what I'm called to do. And maybe it's giving something up, but maybe it's taking something on. But whatever you do, I hope that it'll bring you that next step closer in your relationship with the God who loves you and wants the best for you always, not just during Lent. Amen.